Hello, and welcome to the Workplace Experience Podcast, proudly brought to you by Workplace Services Australia, your leading workplace strategy, change management, and workplace services partner. My name is Bly Williams. I'm a senior flexible workplace strategist at Workplace Services Australia. The workplace experience is a major contributor to employee engagement, innovation, creativity, and productivity. With real estate being the second largest cost to any organisation after its human capital expense, it is critical that the workplace experience significantly contributes to engaging the workforce and making your organisation an employer of choice. This podcast series will provide insight into how organisations have managed the evolution of change in the workplace, influenced by the COVID-19 global pandemic. But also, it will look at the influencing factors from technology and furniture advancement, reinforcing the importance of spatial awareness, along with the resetting of the cleaning and hygiene standards and practices. So I hope you enjoy the only Australian-made workplace experience podcast. The global pandemic has only continued to fuel the incremental changes to the workplace, where the workplace is, and how the workplace is designed to meet the needs of its occupants. The global pandemic has continued to fuel the incremental changes to the workplace, where the workplace is, and how the workplace is designed to meet the needs of its occupants. Our podcast series will discuss the three P's principle: people, place, and process. All of these three P's need to work and complement each other. Our clients and their employees will experience a variety degree of change under one or all of the three P's, depending on the age of their fit out, but now also due to the compliance of providing a safe COVID workplace. The Workplace Experience podcast episodes will cover topical discussions with many one-on-one interviews and at times during the year, both physical and virtual roundtables where we discuss a variety of matters, including workplace strategy, real estate strategy, tenant advisory, change management, workplace design, project management, workplace fit-outs, furniture procurement, relocation management, digitisation practices, document management, and post-occupancy evaluation. There is now in Australia a real focus on clients being COVID-19 ready. We will discuss how the definition of workplace has changed and look at the importance of the workplace strategy. The workplace strategy now needs to incorporate fully flexible working solutions and its impact on the size of the traditional office and the services that employees will still require while they work flexibly. In the early episodes of this podcast series, there'll be a special focus that will be centered on discussions on the requirements around cleaning and maintenance standards and regimes for organisations. We will have a detailed discussion on how we need to use specific spaces, how it is best to achieve social distancing in the workplace, while designing these spaces for both peak pandemic requirements and periods which will be classified as the new norm. I'm personally looking forward to discussing all of the inputs that make up the workplace strategy, such as ethnographic utilisation studies, all employee surveys, employee focus groups, needs analysis around space, headcount and technology. Our discussions will support the fact that the workplace changes are more than incremental, than revolutionary, where health is put in front of economics and soft well-being issues. The workplace strategy also has a direct influence on the organisation's real estate strategy, the scope that will be provided to the tenant advisor, the workplace design, and determining the extent of the change management challenge for the people, place, and process. We will speak to leading tenant advisors on other post-COVID-19 challenges, such as vertical transportation limitations during peak periods, availability of car parking, and the rejuvenation of carpooling and public transport options outside the traditional peak hour. All of these matters contribute to the comfort that employees have in regards to their commute to return to the office. During our design, project management, and fit-out discussions, we'll also cover off how functionality, sustainability, and health is now more important than the aesthetics. There will be critical discussions around materials which we originally thought were the safest in preventing the spread of viral disease, such as stainless steel. And now, research has revealed that this is not the case. As our place of work changes, and the definition of work now is more around what we do than where we do it, organisations need to look at the range of furniture solutions that are required, not only in the office, but also from working from home and other locations. These furniture solutions need to consider being able to comply with social distancing, maximising collaboration, including the use of technology for both collaboration in and outside the traditional office. The scope of relocation management is now so much more than just occupancy planning and using removalists to implement this occupancy plan in the traditional headquarter office. The facilities management team may now need to consider the need to coordinate the tracking of headcount, who can and wish to work from home on an ongoing basis, plus the various organisational assets that these people will need to actually complete their work from an alternate location on an ongoing basis. A flexible way of working did exist prior to COVID, but has been truly highlighted since March 2020. Prior to COVID, the number of people who worked from home on an ongoing basis was a very small proportion of the total workforce. This has meant that there has been a re-education by a large portion of the workforce of how to work from home and how to work autonomously. Long-term periods of working out of the office has brought back into focus the need for a successful electronic workflow system where you are able to share, edit, and approve business documents. Though these business documents are now in an electronic form, there also needs to be consideration on the digitisation of legacy and business as usual hard copy documents that need to be stored in the organisation's approved electronic document management system. One of the podcast episodes will also address the minimum requirements for home networks in terms of upload and download speeds to successfully work from home and use the essential workplace applications. The pandemic has also assisted in the development of serious wellbeing programs, which are more than just the touchy-feely experience of the past, such as massages and gyms on site, but now a real focus on wellbeing, with it considering lighting, water, air quality, thermal, acoustic, and ergonomic requirements. These all influence the mental well-being and wellness of all occupants of the workplace. Our episodes will also include discussions on how workplace culture is developed and maintained using a flexible working model. We'll also discuss, is desk sharing dead, or is it even more important than ever before? The importance of using expert workplace change managers is now even more important. We are going through a period of fundamental change, and there is going to be a piece of re-education of all occupants of the workplace so they can choose the work setting of their choice, the workstation, the collaborative spaces, the quiet spaces to complete their task at hand. We will also discuss why organisations should consider the development of their own workplace standards, where this tool sets out the standards and protocols required to maintain social distancing and spatial awareness in all the work locations, and ensure that band-aid solutions are not introduced by the business due to a short-term, immediate need that may put the wider workforce at risk from a health perspective. We will discuss how this document should be used as an education tool, as well as a process-driven document to ensure workplace, FM and CRE are across the changing needs of the business. These standards should now design to peak occupancy plus the peak pandemic restrictions, as COVID-19, we doubt, will be the last pandemic that the world will face. I'm also excited that our podcast episodes will deal with evolving issues, such as, does working from home assist or hinder your career development and advancement, or does it actually create a glass ceiling for both men and women in the workplace? The assessment of these off-site storage fees are just not the recurring monthly storage box fees, but also the retrieval fees to bring the documents in and return them to the off-site facility. A immediate short-term investment, though inconvenient, can often be written off by the savings over a 24 and 36-month term, but does provide a month-on-month recurring cost saving. Simply, this is short-term pain for long-term gain. Our conversations will also include what traditionally has best been referred to as post-occupancy evaluations. Historically, organisations have considered these as the last step of their workplace project, and to identify the good, the bad, and the indifferent during that journey. These findings then allow organisations to potentially remedy the shortcomings of their workplace design or practices. The new world of work now has such wider scope that instead of the post-occupancy evaluation just being a snapshot in time of the traditional office, we need to discuss how it should now be an ongoing tool to ensure the various workplace locations are performing as planned and meet the changing needs of the business and their employees. As you can see, there is so much to cover. It definitely will not be dull. So I am looking forward to having interesting and on-topic discussions and bringing these to you. As the COVID-19 curve flattens, this is a time to ensure we provide a leading workplace experience. The discussions will include how that will possibly impact business continuity plans in terms of capacity, cost, and location, along with many other issues. Lastly, as they say, never waste a good crisis. It's always a great way to accelerate change, modify the attitudes towards change by management and staff. We also like to discuss the development of the contactless workplace with smart personal and team and parcel storage solutions, along with the development of our QR code check-in for workstations, collaborative settings, breakout areas, and meeting rooms. Thank you for joining us for episode one. Please see the show notes below and leave your feedback or subscribe. The way it is, today, Monday, the 8th of February, 2021. This has been Workplace Experience Podcast, episode number one. I'm Bly Williams. Thanks for joining us. The Workplace Experience Podcast has been brought to you by Workplace Services Australia. Please visit us at wsagroup.com.au.